आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
Congress's advertisement on donations was stopped. Electoral bonds, part 16. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar, discussing electoral donation bonds. The news about these bonds has already vanished from newspapers. Now, even attempts to publish it as an advertisement are being refused by the newspapers. Congress has tweeted a picture of this advertisement, stating that not a single major newspaper dared to publish this truth. So, are the advertisements of the opposition party now being censored, with newspapers refusing to publish them? Listen to the statement of Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinte. We had this advertisement where we wanted to publish the donations we received in the paper. We included our name at the bottom and provided all the details. Despite this, our advertisement was refused. They said they were scared and couldn't publish it, even though we were willing to pay for it. Why is this happening? Why is there such an atmosphere of fear and terror in this country? This is the question. Some small newspapers have published it, but the big ones are scared. Why do they only want to publish content where Modi ji is portrayed as a hero? The reality is that the mainstream media is shying away from publishing an advertisement, let alone raising questions about the scam that has occurred. When the opposition's advertisement is not being published, how will news against the government be published? Hindi editors write lengthy articles about the new India, calling the opposition useless and weak. But when it comes to the scam of election donation bonds, they have suddenly forgotten to write anything, from reports to editorials. Someone should question what kind of fight against corruption this is, where the same company being raided by the Income Tax Department and ED is donating crores of rupees to the BJP. Companies from Kolkata's Covent Group donated Rs 320 crore to the BJP in 2020, during an ongoing ED investigation. This company has donated a total of 616 crores. Should the BJP accept donations from a company under ED raid? Where ED involvement suggests hawala business or money laundering, why would the BJP accept donations from such a company? Moreover, companies are donating even when they are not making any profit, or if they are, it's very nominal, yet they are donating 100-200 crores. In 2019-20, the Covent Group made a profit of 12 lakhs and donated 195 crores. Out of 195 crores, 144 crores were given only to the BJP, even when the profit was only 12 lakhs. Were these companies investing so much money in bonds to save on taxes? It doesn't seem so. The next year, in 2020, there was a profit of 5.18 crores, and the company donated 175.5 crores. When the employees of this company would have found out that their salaries were not increased, but the company donated 600 crores, they must have been chanting Modi Modi at home out of happiness. But can you imagine, a company with a profit of 12 lakhs, sometimes 5 crores, donating about 200 crores the next year? Where does this nationalism, of giving so much money to the BJP, come from in companies with meager profits? Is there not some kind of game, bribery, or business involved in this? The donations received after the raid suggest that a wave of happiness must have swept through the companies, thinking that the Modi government's agencies did so well, considered us worthy of a raid, arrested us, and now let's donate some money. Not keeping anything for themselves and giving everything for the country, such patriotism can only be found in corporate employees who consider themselves citizens of New India. In today's video, we are asking you whether you could also do this, that is, if the ED team comes, seizes your account, puts you in jail, files a case against you, then you would go and donate to the BJP, buy bonds worth 100-200 crores. I know you would do the same because you are cute. You must be a nationalist. By the way, the company that exports beef has also donated to the BJP. The Alana Group is one of the country's largest companies in the export of processed food and meat. The Quint has reported that there are two major companies in the country that export beef, both belonging to the Alana Group. One is named Alana Private Limited, and the other is Frigorifico Alana. In January 2019, the Income Tax Department raided this group. Raids were conducted at its 100 locations over 2 days. 3 months after the raid, the Income Tax Department announced that the group had evaded taxes worth Rs. Crore. Within the same year, three companies of the Alana Group purchased bonds worth Rs. 7 crore, which were encashed by the BJP and Shiv Sena. The BJP received Rs. 2 crore, and the Shiv Sena received Rs. 5 crore. The BJP and Shiv Sena were allies until the 2019 elections. Even after their alliance broke in 2020, the group bought bonds worth Rs. 1 crore and gave them to the BJP. Despite the BJP's political stance on beef, it was surprising to learn that the BJP would accept donations from a beef exporting company. Anwar Chauhan Hussain Chauhan is the director of these companies. Why should the BJP accept donations from a company accused of evading taxes worth Rs. Crore? Then, on what basis can it claim that its agencies work impartially? Reviewing all the reports, it appears that companies are targeted, raids are conducted, and donations are made to the same entities. The Indian corporate sector experienced such discrimination during the UPA government. Back then, it criticized the policies a lot. Now, after the raids, donations are made, instilling a sense of nationalism in the companies in the form of bonuses. I wish the people of Navyug Company would share how pleased they are to buy bonds and donate them to the BJP, so we could also share in their happiness. Sangeet Barua Pisharoti's report in The Wire has revealed the donation story of Hyderabad's Navyug Engineering Company. This company bought bonds worth 55 crores, all of which were encashed by the BJP. In October 2018, a team of 20 income tax officers raided this company. 6 months later, the company bought bonds worth 30 crores, all encashed by the BJP. Navyug Engineering Company is the flagship company of the Navyug Group. This is the same company that built the Silkyara Tunnel, which collapsed, trapping 41 workers for 16 days. The Silkyara Tunnel is part of the Chardham project of the Modi government. This company was also awarded the work of the Rishikesh-Karnaprayag Rail Link project in 2020. In 2019, the contract for the Polavaram Dam, which Navyug received from Chandrababu Naidu's government in Andhra Pradesh, was revoked by Jagan Reddy's government. In October of that year, the BJP received a donation of 15 crores from Navyug. In 2021, the Adani Group acquired Krishnapatnam Port, which was given to a company of Navyug. The next year, in October 2022, Navyug bought bonds worth 10 crores, which were again given to the BJP. There is a significant story behind these donations. All these names have been public for many days, yet the businesses of these companies have not shut down. So, why does the government not want the names of those who bought the bonds to be disclosed? Is it afraid that the public would learn that donations were received after contracts were awarded, or after raids were conducted? Hyderabad's Megha Engineering donated more than 600 crores to the BJP. Many companies do not earn as much profit, so why is one company giving so much money to a party? It has also donated to the opposition, but it's noteworthy that a party with the power to award infrastructure projects and conduct raids is receiving such substantial donations. Whichever company is donating, it seems to be giving the maximum donation to the BJP. Whenever elections have occurred, and someone has purchased bonds, the BJP has cashed in a significant portion of them. The Express reported that 333 people bought bonds, out of which only 15 people donated 159 crores. The BJP received 70% of this 159 crores, amounting to 115 crores. With so many donors in India, the question arises, are they all donating to the BJP, or are some contributing to other parties? Were these donations to the BJP based on the number of MPs? It has been stated multiple times that there was no rule dictating donations should be given based on the number of MPs. Regardless of how the BJP manipulates the calculations, it is evident that they have received the most donations. Has any company openly stated that it has donated 285 crores to the BJP? With 300 MPs in the BJP, the calculations still do not add up. Even if a company donated 50 crores to the BJP, the per megapixel calculation does not make sense. Is the BJP attempting to mislead? It introduced the law and is the biggest beneficiary. The Aditya Birla Group has donated 285 crores to the BJP. When Grasim, a company, donated such a large sum, did it also increase its employees' salaries? Does a company have so much surplus money that it can afford to donate 285 crores? Was the import of cheap clothes banned in exchange for this donation, so that Grasim's profits would continue to rise? The salary details of Aditya Birla Group employees during the period when this group donated 555 crores to various parties, including the BJP, should be examined to see how much the company's employees' salaries increased. This raises a significant question. Market reports should be considered. People lack money for consumption, their workload has increased, and income has stagnated. In such a scenario, if the company is donating 555 crores, it is likely also giving bonuses to its employees. Employees of the Aditya Birla Group can share our video in their WhatsApp group and point out that Ravish mentioned that 285 crores were given to Modi ji, yet our salaries were not increased. Did these companies also donate such large amounts before the introduction of the electoral bond, or did their sense of nationalism awaken with the bond, leading them to donate 500-600 crores? This news was published in the Times of India in April 2020. Featuring a statement from Sanpreet Mishra, the HR head of the Aditya Birla Group. He mentioned that they are upholding moral standards regarding jobs, emphasizing that jobs should be preserved even if the business struggles. When asked about potential layoffs, Mishra explained that they had decided not to increase salaries that year. It's paradoxical that the company claims not to have enough money for salary increases yet donates 285 crores to the BJP. The total donation from this group amounts to 555 crores. So, has the middle class grasped this exploitation game? The state bank's released list lacks an account of 466 crores. This is the country's largest bank, which collects detailed information from its customers but does not know who purchased or redeemed the 466 crore bond. The list states that the buyer is unknown, despite the amount being 466 crores. Thus, the state bank is unaware of the purchaser of the 466 crore bond. Siddharth Varadarajan tweeted that the BJP received a total donation of 8,252 crores from electoral bonds. However, only information about 6,000 crores of donations has been disclosed by the Election Commission and SBI. The Supreme Court had instructed the Election Commission to disclose donor information before April 2019. But the BJP failed to comply, indicating that it has not maintained this record. This suggests that the BJP is concealing information about donations amounting to 2,252 crores. This means that information about where 25% of the total amount received by the BJP from bonds originated remains undisclosed. If news of the scandal behind the bonds is not being published, nor are advertisements, then it is clear where the influence lies. Will information or reports on the scam be published? Regarding the investigation, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, cannot determine whether the thousands of crores in donations received by the BJP are part of a bribe, business dealings, or if the companies have engaged in money laundering to donate such large amounts. Out of the 10 major companies that donated to the BJD, 9 are related to the mineral and steel sector. BJD has received a total of 775 crores. When these companies secure contracts, people's homes are destroyed, and forests are cut down. So, why shouldn't the public know how much money these companies have given to the ruling party in exchange for contracts under the guise of national development? Will these companies compensate the affected locals? Not a single penny will be offered. This is why the media refused to publish the Congress advertisement that labeled the election donation bonds as a form of recovery. The mainstream media is also dependent on advertisements from these companies. Once you understand this nexus, you will also see the impact on your own situation. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.